Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and
hello and welcome to Hydrite Chemical Food Safety and Sanitation Podcast number 34. It's the year in review. Kara, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Joel?
Oh, excited. The year's winding down, and this one's always our favorite, isn't it?
It is. I really do enjoy this one.
What was I going to say? Oh, put up the Christmas tree the other day.
Oh, did you? How did that go?
Terrible.
Yeah, I can understand. I have a pink tree, so.
You got a pink one?
Oh, I do. Yeah, it's really pretty. Color. It is my color. It's
lots
my color.
Of glitter, I would imagine.
Of course. Mitch's favorite.
I love Absolutely. It. Yeah, ours fell down. I had to tie it up.
Oh, my. Oh, that's not good. That's never a good thing when they tip over.
I like the glitter tree.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to review this year. All the podcasts that we went through. We talked to a ton of people.
We sure did. I do want to mention, though, that our 2023 training schedule is out and it is available on the brand store. So there is a flyer. And I just want to briefly review some of our trainings that are coming up. Our first one is actually going to be I'm conducting an environmental monitoring program workshop in January, January 18th at our corporate office in Brookfield, and you and Carrie Schimmel are going to be joining me.
Oh, we got all sorts of fun examples.
Absolutely. It's going to be so I am extremely excited about that. And then our first kickoff of 2023 is going to be March 14th, 15th, and 16th at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Then we're going to move on over to Cornell University, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. In May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, we're going to be headed to our Visalia, California facility, Hydrite facility for another three-day fun adventure. And we're going to take a little break over the summer. Summer's getting a little busy. So then we're going to head to Idaho, the College of Southern Idaho in Twin Falls, Idaho, September 12th, 13th, and 14th. And we'll round out our year at our corporate office again, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And this year, we decided that we're going to do three-day trainings with each of our training sessions. So they will be our two-day food safety and sanitation, and then our final day will be that membrane training. All of these trainings are available on our CVent platform. So that's our electronic registration platform. The links are available in the flyer along with our website. Any details are located on our website and in that training flyer. If you have any questions, please contact Joel or myself, or you can also email foodsafety@hydrite.com.
Yeah, we'll get you the info one way or the other.
Absolutely, for sure. We will. And it is available. The flyer is available on our brand store additionally. We'll also be conducting those virtual PCQI and HACCP trainings, and they are going to be conducted in April, October, and December. Those are, again, available for sign up, and they are available on our website.
Wow, that's a lot of training.
It is. It's 2023 is going to be a really fun year. We've added those other locations, I should say, of Texas Tech and the College of Southern Idaho. Very excited to go to those locations. I've never been to Lubbock, Texas, so I'm really looking forward to that, especially in March when it's kind of yucky here in Wisconsin. Hopefully Lubbock is a little nicer.
Nice job on the scheduling is all I got to say.
Yeah, that was honestly, it was not planned that way. We're working with a professor, Alejandro, that is at, and I cannot remember his last name. I should have had that available in my brain. But it's he has graciously offered, and he said that it would be easiest if we did it during his spring break. And so that's why the schedule worked well with his availability in March. And I'm very much looking forward to that one. I know we've done Texas Tech in the past, and we're upping, I guess you could say, that relationship. So
that's good. Great meat science department down there. And yeah, we've had a lot of students attend our training and stuff down there, and had a lot of, actually the lecture hall was full of customers last time we were down there. So nice. Exciting to be down there. Same thing with Idaho. It's been a few years since we've been up there. So
Yeah. So you might have noticed that a few of them have paused, such as South Dakota State and our Cal Poly locations. Not that they're going away. We're just, doing a few different locations this year, and we will kind of rotate those as the years go by.
You bet. Hey, should we start working down what we did last year or this year?
For sure. I can't believe it's December already. It blows my mind.
So time flies when you're having fun.
It sure does.
Hey, we started off the year with the year in review, just kind of like we're kind of doing.
Yep.
Or maybe that was the preview. I don't remember if it was year in review. Oh, I think it was a preview, wasn't it?
It was a preview. Yep. We did a preview in January of our upcoming year. And I have to say, I think we hit all the highlights. We have conducted all of those highlights. One thing I do want to mention is that in that one, we mentioned about our February Food Safety Fridays. You know how much we love that alliteration, right?
They're fantastic.
We only like the alliteration because I like it, right? but this year, I am so excited to, and this is a bit of a preview for 2023, but so excited to announce that we will be doing those Food Safety Fridays in February again. But this year, we have invited guests from the outside. And so we will be having the first Friday in February will be Chris Smith from the FDA. He's actually leading up the new era of Smarter Food Safety Initiative for the FDA, which is a huge job. And he is in charge of that entire implementation of that regulation or that initiative. And it's very exciting that we were able to have him come on and give us an overview of the new era of smarter food safety. It's one of the largest initiatives in food safety for the FDA in decades.
Far out.
Yes. Far out. Yes. and then we'll have Monty Bohannon, I think, is on the 10th, and he is from Loprino, so he is going to be talking to us about dry sanitation, which is a very hot topic. Then our third Friday in February, we're having Adam Borger of the UW-Madison Food Research Institute come and talk to us about accelerated shelf lives. And he's right up my alley, right? He gives these awesome interpretations of this type of methodology, because there isn't necessarily a method for this. So it's one of those where he explains it utilizing an example of a child that comes to his daughter's birthday party that is kind of a problem. And it's a really funny analogy that he gives just to describe the likeness of a accelerated shelf life. So it'll be a good one. And then we're wrapping up Food Safety Fridays in February with Dr. Martin Wiedemann of Cornell University, who is a global expert in listeria. And he is going to be talking to us about using environmental monitoring programs as verification and validation tools, which is extremely exciting. He is very well known in the food safety industry, and I'm extremely excited to have him be invited and accept onto this Food Safety Fridays.
Yeah, you got some heavy hitters coming in, which is pretty cool.
It is really cool. It'll be I'm excited. It's going to be a real fun fun February. Yeah, I guess that's kind of a preview of our that's not a review. That's a preview.
That's a preview.
So, yeah.
And I'm guessing for sure we'll add more topics, you know, as we hear from the field and flesh things out for what's interesting and emerging out there. Always do that.
Yes.
Okay, sure. So keeping going after the preview with the review, now we hit on intervention chemistry with Billy and Wes, talked a little PAA and all the other different intervention chemistries that are out there. Acids, acid stacking and stuff like that for trying to control microbial growth in not only meat, but vegetables and things like that. Podcast number 24.
Yep, that was a lot of fun talking to them. And I know they've been a couple of really busy guys in the field.
Yeah, we got a couple of new products out, and we'll review those here probably in our upcoming podcast on some of our new chemistries that we got out. But yeah, those guys have been super busy in that intervention area. Then we talked on number 20, podcast number 25, we hit startups with Keith and Ethan. Talking about all the different scheduling things and what's important to the customer, going over tags and labels and I always call the cheat sheets or the cards we give out for, you know, product comparables as we transition. So the customers and all the people working on the floor know what products to be using, writing all those SSOPs and getting SDSs, letters of guarantee and tech sheets and oh my gosh, you know, service reports and just the whole breadth of getting product to them. And there's a lot in startups, and those guys were great because they've been through a number of them.
Yes, it was a very informative. If you haven't listened to that one, I encourage you to listen to podcast number 25 because it had a lot of really good information, especially if you're new to the Hydrite. It's a great one to understand the scope and the breadth of what is necessary for a startup when Hydrite enters into a new facility. And it, you know, a lot of stuff goes into it that a lot of people don't realize or recognize.
Yeah, you know, Keith goes over a startup matrix and all to make sure we don't miss anything in those startups. So podcast number 25 for startups was very we talked a long time, but it was a good one. Podcast number 26, we hit NSF and EMP, not to be confused with EIEIO. All these acronyms, right?
I know. Hey, don't forget, we do have a cheat sheet of acronyms, food safety acronyms on the right team. Well, oh. I'll include that in the podcast notes.
There we go. That's right. Mm-hmm. But NSF and EMP we covered with potable water grade. Some of the NSF registrations, the chemistries that you can put into potable water, as well as covering EMP, the environmental monitoring plans, programs, and some of the testing and things to be looking for environmental cleaning and that sort of thing. That was with Joel and Cara, I think.
I think that was just, I think we rode solo on that one. So I guess solo together. I guess we're.
Solo. podcast 27, sustainability. We had Terry Fons and Amanda in that group on talking about not only from the customer standpoint what sustainability is, but also how, you know, Hydrite's doing their part and what's important. Amanda went over some of the documentation that all the food group submits on customers' behalf for some of the savings and the projects that are out there, covering everything from water to energy to increased production. and putting a monetary value on that, and so we can
and the
show Hydrite's footprint.
Yeah, the sustainability report was issued in April of 2022 for 2021. I imagine our 2022 report will come out in early 2023, so to demonstrate exactly what you're saying, all of the sustainability efforts by Hydrite.
Yeah, so again, make sure you guys submit all of those projects, because they are valuable out there, and help show Hydrite's story on how we're growing, and as well as what we can offer customers, because that really does paint a nice picture.
It does.
Marketing. What number was marketing? Marketing was 20, podcast number 28, right? We had Judy and her group on all the different things they get involved in, everything from trade shows to marketing brochures to training, and again, trying to get the word out on all the good things that Hydrite does.
Yep. And we got to remember, you know, that group doesn't just cover only the food group. They are Hydrite wide. So one of their big initiatives was Sack Egg, which is put into the podcast notes for that. And it was a huge initiative that they had put together. So it was, they do a lot of fantastic work, and we certainly appreciate all of their effort.
For sure. Get pulled in tons of different directions, but very valuable. Then we went to podcast 29 with single phase cleaning, and we had Jeff Falks giving as a guest, and oh my gosh, that guy, unbelievable. Went over some of his stories and things that are important. Did a couple of case studies on transitions that he's worked on out east, and you know, what's important from the customer standpoint. And then we also reviewed a lot of the products. Went over Hydrite's product line for single phase cleaning and some of the advantages and where certain products fit in that niche, or do you say niche?
Either way, right? That was a really nice podcast, and we really thank Jeff for joining us on that one, because he was a wealth of information. Very nice podcast if you are considering or need to have information about single phase cleaning. Also, check out the podcast notes for all the product information. Lots of information within that, the podcast notes and that podcast. And we will definitely be inviting Jeff back for a second round of podcast hosting.
For sure. You know, and just remember, on single phase cleaning, you not only have chemical savings, but you also have water savings and production time. And truly, that's the kicker that tips that whole financial decision over. If we can increase their production by saving them time, the value of the chemical is really negligible. And the savings for the customer, it's a home run. So take a look at podcast number 29 for single phase cleaning.
Then we rounded into the 30s.
I know.
Just like our age.
Times two, maybe. Food safety.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, come on. You just. Nice weather we're having. Food safety culture, number 30. That was the one with the interns, right? We had Kelvin, Grace, and Amanda talking about what is food safety culture, some of the stuff that we do from a company standpoint to, you know, knowledge, as well as instill values and right, and the actions to follow through on, you know, safe quality food and that whole thing.
Exactly. Yes. And we introduced that, you know, our Food Safety Fridays for September there, which is where we decided to do some different topics that other than just our normal cleaning and sanitation topics. So we did, you did one on passivation. Glenn did one on tools. Mark Dunson did one on SLAM. I did one on EMP. And Scott Brown introduced us to the concept of membrane autopsy and did actually a live membrane autopsy in his garage. So that was really a fun presentation, right?
Yeah, no, it was good that we mix it up, and I think got a lot of good feedback on from the field on those different topics, and I'm pretty sure we'll continue to do that moving forward.
We want to hit those hot topics come, because September is National Food Safety Education Month, so we want to make sure that we are providing that education not only to our customers but non-customers, right? The food industry.
Yep, and then you got the food safety training schedule out on podcast 31, right? And
yep,
a little bit of
for
pre-planning in September. Yeah, that was good.
Yep, and we already talked about all those opportunities. So make sure that you check out the brand store and check out that flyer that the marketing department put together. It's a great advertisement for our training.
Podcast 32. We had the veggie guys on. We had Ben and Brian talking all things veggies. And holy cow, we kind of went down a lot of different avenues. You know, what's important? Everything from flume water treatment to, you know, the canning process to the raw vegetables coming in to environmental controls and some of the challenges we see out there with water and foam in the vegetable applications. We were all over the place on the veggie thing, but I think that was kind of cool. And I think we'll do that again this next year. Maybe start hitting eggs and meat and some of the dairy applications. But I really like that where we focused on one market and some of the everything from, you know, a lot of the normal products we use out there, but also some of the challenges and applications that are out there for that individual industry.
I agree. I think that it was one of our longer ones. So if you're looking for a short and sweet, it might not be exactly up your alley, but it was a great conversation and just a ton of information that is important for that industry. And I do, I agree. I think that having, you know, we did the intervention chemistry, which was a bit more focused, and then doing the veggies was a little bit more focused talk.
Yep. So that was November podcast number 32. And then 33, Chris Kostelecki, we had as our guest, and he was talking milk evaporation.
And we also had Anthony Delgado on that one too.
Oh yeah, Anthony was on that one too. They did a single phase cleaning on a milk evaporator. And you know, as a follow up right to the single phase cleaning, it kind of springboards off there. Now again, a shout out to those guys that they put in a lot of time again going over what it takes to do a trial in some of these new applications or new chemistries that are coming out. We talked about putting in the time, the importance of data collection all the way through the process, everything from temperatures to flows to concentrations, and not only during the cleaning, but during the process as well, to see how things are tracking to make sure that they're not re-soiling and so forth, that we got everything clean the first time. We talked everything like some micro testing that we did for verifications and validation processes on that process of clean. And then we also went over some of the chemistries for that. Again, that was on a milk evaporator. I'm not sure that single phase cleaning would work on a permeate evaporator, but you know, there are different acid applications that single phase cleaning may work. But that, I really like that case study because it really went over on how to do a new product trial or how to introduce new chemistries into customers on the process pre-evaluation, going over how to set up a trial, what defining what the parameters are, and what does success look like, or what's important to the customer.
I agree. On cleaning.
Yeah. So that was really a thorough podcast.
I agree. And if people have questions about that case study, I would encourage them to reach out to the Wright team, especially Chris Kostelecki, who's an application technical specialist on the Wright team, and then Anthony Delgado, who is an account manager, because they were really in the depths of that and they really understood it and did a really nice job. And the customer was very satisfied with that outcome.
Yeah, it was great. So that was all of this year in review.
I know. It went so fast. It was quite
a lot of stuff.
It was. Yep. And the exciting thing is we already have 2023, our January one, ready, set to be recorded in the beginning of January with Ryan Howe and Fernando Fuentes and Jim Spotten on Phage. So looking forward to that one.
Is it Phage or Phage?
I think it's Phage. We're going to go Phage until somebody corrects us.
until Merriam-Webster tells us differently.
Yeah. Well, it could be Phage. I have to figure that
out. I always go with Phage.
Yeah, I was always taught Phage too, because I remember working for a company where was making cultures and they would always talk about it Phaging out. But
that's how I always heard it too. And it was from starter companies, and those guys really should know their stuff, right?
They really should. Yeah, you would hope. We'll call it Phage. But I'm looking forward to that one. That one will be fun. And we're always looking for other topics. Right. We're looking for volunteers so that I don't have to voluntold you to come on the podcast.
And it adds to our listening base. So that's always good.
Yeah.
Because we usually get the families listening then.
True. I mean, I think we might actually be up to 12 people. So double digits.
They're racking up.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll conquer the world.
Hey, what about bloopers? You got any good blooper things?
Will include the bloopers at the end of this. We actually this year we were pretty on par. We were pretty good. We were par? Contained. So
is that par boiling?
No, we did all right. I didn't have to do too much editing. I'm getting really good at editing, though.
I can imagine. There's more on the cutting floor than there makes the tapes these days.
Oh no, we're good. We're all good.
The virtual cutting floor. It's all fun.
It is. It is. And I'm looking forward to 2023 doing more of these podcasts with you.
You bet. Hey, you gotta get the holiday music or something in the background as we phase in and phase out of this one.
Oh, I will. I'll do maybe the same as last year, or maybe I'll switch it up.
You'll switch it up. I know you will.
It depends.
I kind of like the pink Christmas tree. You're always switching stuff up. I love it.
Yeah, I guess. You're funny.
But, so with that, I can't think of anything else.
I can't either. I'm just looking forward to 2023. It's going to be a great year.
You bet. So first off, thanks everybody for hanging with us this year and listening. We always got to thank our listeners, Cara. Otherwise, they won't listen anymore.
For sure. And we should thank all of our guests from this year. And if you are interested or anxious to join us, please let us know. If you have a hot topic that you want to, it doesn't even have to be a hot topic.
It could be a cold topic. We'll use those too.
Yeah, it could be a topic. we would appreciate any type of those types of suggestions. And we always appreciate guests on the podcast.
You bet. Just remember, hot or cold processing is good. It's the medium stuff that.
You're right. Oh, I never thought of that.
Oh, man, we're all over it today.
Yeah, that is all over it.
So for Cara and Cookie, it's Food Safety Year in Review. Over and out.
Over and out.
And just realize, too, that if you guys have larger plants that are requiring on-site specialized or dedicated training for a certain customer, I know that Johnsonville reached out, and I'm doing a couple of presentations over there, and Prime Beverage is another large customer that I'm going to be doing some on-site stuff.
Wait a
too,
second, so. You're breaking our rule that we don't say customer names.
Uh-oh.
I have to edit it out. Okay.
We're going to have to edit that one out.
Okay.
So, but we're gonna, but we have, cut.
Absolutely, yes. And I keep saying absolutely. I got to stop saying absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness sakes. This is going to have so many bloopers. Okay. Yes, you are correct.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I can't do that. Okay, just wait. For sure. And that would be a really good topic. And I'm sure we can find some experts within. Oh, crap. I can't say expert.
People that know stuff. No, we had some. Whose family was listening because we asked him as a guest? That put us over 10, I thought.
Tim Pennings, I think. His wife always listens. So.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kevin Russell has quite a few children, so maybe that.
That was the one I was thinking of because that had four right there.
Doesn't he have five kids? I think he's got five kids.
Well, yeah, I think one was running around the house and wasn't listening.
Oh, probably. All right. Ooh, absolutely, shoot. I can't stop saying it.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
We're loving it.
Over and out. Over and out.
Oh, try it again. One at a time.
And for food safety, sanitation. Podcast number 24, Intervention Chemistry. This is Cookie, over and out. Uh-oh, I forgot.
Okay, so we had that. So
signing off? No, what do we say?
Over and out.
Over and out. Oh, yeah.
And so Keith and Ethan, you guys have to say it, too.
Yes, let's go.
I just forgot to bring it down.
Joel says it first, and then when Ethan and then Keith, and then I'll say it.
So this for Hydrate Food Safety and Sanitation. We're getting the wind down. So for the Hydrate Food Safety and Sanitation podcast number 27, Sustainability. This is your co-host Joel Cook. And what do we say, Cara?
What do you
over
say?
And out. Kara, say over and out.
No, I say it last.
Oh, you say it last? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. We got to start that over because I cut you off.
See, this is about the time Kara gets good into editing.
Yeah, I get really good at editing right now. So, all right.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, for Hydrites. Oh, come on, Kara.
I know. Sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
Okay. Go ahead. Wait, hang on.
Oh,
wait,
for Hydrate.
Just wait. Okay, we'll go Amanda, good and then gosh. John, and then Terry. Okay, I know. See, this is where it goes off the
What's
rails,
the order?
Guys. How about you say it, then Amanda says it, then John says it, then Terry says it, then I say it.
All right.
So this is part of the blooper reel that I'll send out.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Go ahead.
That was fun.
Over and out.
Johnny.
Over.
Okay, John, go ahead one more time. There's going to be a lot of bloopers.
Beautiful.
I got off the rails there for a sec.
Oh, beautiful.
Honestly,
all right,
like...
thanks, guys. That was fun. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you guys for the opportunity.
Go ahead.
Hello. Oh. Hello and welcome.
Okay. Just stop. Okay. Ready?
Hello and welcome to the food. Oh, no, it isn't Food Safety Friday yet.
No,
it's a podcast. Food Safety and Sanitation Podcast. I don't know if I can stop.
Okay. Start over. Food Safety and Sanitation.
Podcast 31.
31, and we're talking about 2023 schedule.
2022,
23. Yeah. Schedule. Okay. We have partnered with... I can't say that. Oh, I don't think it stopped.
Stop it again.
There we go. Stop.
And
for sure. And we forgot, so this will be cut out. We forgot to tell you how we do our closing. So usually Joel says food safety over and out. And then Ben, if you say over and out, and then Brian, you say over and out, and then I'll finish it with it over and out. So that's okay, our tagline for the end. But cool. So I'll cut this out. But we forgot to tell you because we're such awesome hosts.
We might have missed that. Yeah.
Like this is like the 32nd time we've done this. And this is about the 32nd time that we've had to cut this out. So. Right, Joel? is it 34? Yeah.
I don't know. That's what you told me.
Wait, let me just... Is it 34? Somebody quick check. Yes, 34. 34. Okay. All right. We're recording. So go ahead. And excited to have people, you know, some experts from... it's an expert. All right, that was perfect. Not too much screw-ups, right?
Are you done recording? Can I start swearing now?
I am stopping.